Below you, you can see Peel Fold Farm, a Grade II listed 17th century farmhouse. Constructed from sandstone rubble in graduated courses, with coins and a stone slate roof on two slightly different levels, it is two stories high and is of a three-bay lobby entry plan, with the third bay built as a crosswing. The style is Tudor, with mullioned windows. A stone cross once stood in front of it. The farmhouse was built long before the Blackburn-Accrington Turnpike, which now runs behind it as a modern road. Once the home of the Oldham family, the farmhouse became the residence of Robert Parsley Peel, born in 1723, who is said to have conducted early calico printing experiments here. At the start of the 21st century, the house was reconstructed using original materials unearthed from the site. By 2008, this work had been completed in order to bring this important home of the Peel family back to its former glory. Robert Peel came from a yeoman farmer family who lived at Peelfold Farm. He was also engaged in the home-based textile system and earned success from calico printing at a small factory on Brookside. He earned his trade nickname, Parsley Peel, from a simple cloth design. He was a sponsor of James Hargreaves in the development of the spinning jenny. His grandson, Sir Robert Peel, the second baronet, became Prime Minister and developed the first formalised police force known as the Peelers. Following the riots and destruction of the spinning jennies at Stanhill, he moved his business to Burton-on-Trent. By 1795, the family-run company, Peel & Company, was the largest in the cotton industry with 23 mills. Upon his death, Peel left each of his eight children the modern equivalent of £1.1 million. John Wesley, the famous preacher, once visited him at Bury and wrote, "I was invited to breakfast by Mr. Peel, a calico printer who a few years ago began with £500 and is now supposed to have gained £20,000. Oh, what a miracle if he lose not his own soul." Peel's thoughts on these remarks are not recorded.